Program and former President Jacob Zuma's testimony has come under scrutiny at the Zondo Commission looking into state capture. Now, let me just remind you, the former president is sick, so he's not going to be back at the commission to testify anytime soon. Seems the commission doesn't quite have a mechanism to deal with those possibly testifying who become ill and are unable to give their testimony. But if we go back to part of the testimony he gave, it involved a denial that he'd ordered the former director general of government communications, Themba Maseko, to be fired because Maseko wasn't playing ball with the Guptas. Now, today, Maseko said Zuma lied to the commission when he said he hadn't ordered Maseko's dismissal. Ntakwane Ngatane is watching the story for us very carefully. Ntakwane, just fill us in as to the crux of what Themba Maseko had to say, particularly in relation to the former president's statement that he did not give that order for Themba Maseko to be fired.
That's right. Good afternoon, Joanne. Look, Themba Maseko was a person who was a spokesperson of cabinet. So he details how he was able to get documents because he was supposed to then issue statements. So he details the process from receiving what is called a memorandum before the cabinet sits. And that memorandum goes to a subcommittee, and that subcommittee will then prepare submissions to cabinet before cabinet sits. And then when cabinet sits, it will then make decisions. And these decisions will then be published by his office, GCIS. And he says that as far as his transfer, which it eventually became, but initially his removal from GCIS was concerned, none of these things happened, which were supposed to happen considering his position of director general or CEO of GCIS is supposed to be decided by cabinet. So first of all, he says the former president made a phone call while he was attending an African Union summit in Addis Ababa to the then minister, the late Collins Chabane, to say that he wants Maseko removed before he came back. The following week, there was supposed to be a cabinet seating, and at that cabinet seating, nothing was supposed to be talked about his removal from GCIS. However, at the end of that meeting, the former president then said, the minister has something to say about the transfer of the director of GCIS, and so Minister Chabane then made the announcement. So when the statement eventually came out, the statement then reflected that cabinet didn't decide, but was informed that the director of GCIS would then be moved. Now, the commission has gone as far as the presidency, and as recently as yesterday, the presidency told the commission that there is no such cabinet minute that indicates that such a decision was taken by cabinet. And because the commission was actually requiring the presidency to declassify documents so that they could be presented today, the presidency said, look, there's no need to even declassify such documents because nothing in the minutes of cabinet on the 2nd of February 2011 indicates that such a decision was taken by cabinet, right?
Bizarre, because there should have been cabinet approval records for Themba Maseko's transfer from GCIS. Shouldn't there have been, Ntakwane?
Exactly. This is why the commission wanted Themba Maseko to detail the process, and they even took other examples, the example of the appointment of the board of SAA, which was done by then Minister of Finance, and they compared that to the process that was followed for the removal of Maseko and his replacement by Mzwane Lemani, who, by the way, is on the stand as we speak. And so Themba Maseko then details how even the minister where he was going, because as he was removed from the ministry in the presidency, which was headed by Collins Chabane then said, look, I would rather find a place for you to go. So he found him a place in the Department of Public Administration. But that minister, Baloyi, was also very unhappy because he felt that Maseko was imposed on him. So Maseko only lasted 5 months and eventually decided to retire because he felt that even he was not being received well by that minister, testifying to how the process was really imposed on all of these players that we're talking about.
Ntakwane, thank you so much for covering that for us. Ntakwane Ngatane, our reporter there, working on the Zondo Commission.